India, 4. Mike, the November. Anyone on frequency?
NP, good morning now. I've got to step out of the truck. I'll be back in a minute. NP Mobile. Good morning now. How's everything going?
It's outside on LES because there's nothing to hide out.
Sit here.
Maybe I'll lock this stupid state down.
I think that's the wrong thing to do if they try and lock the state down.
Just from the ORD and everyone trying to explain it, not too bright governor, that if he wanted to be a dog catcher, that might be a good idea. But other than that, when it is over, he might want to think about it.
And you can just kill this state.
It's happening all over the country, and it's sad. I just hope they don't. The only thing we could do, I guess, is email, write letters, and make as much noise as we possibly can to protest it.
Get off your butt and start passing out that medication. They know that cures it. And give it to one that need it. And as the cases come in, and that's when you give the dosage.
Britain, they found out those British models in the UK used wrong, and they admitted that this morning. It may take Britain out of lockdown.
And a word you said, Al.
In England, they may take them out of lockdown. Well, this time.
That a good signal. I just couldn't understand what you were saying. It sounded like you were running everything together.
What's wrong with it? I have a habit of doing that. Britain is thinking of taking their citizens out of lockdown. There was a mistake in the model they used. And they're going to only have less than 20,000 deaths in the country, not 500,000 like they had anticipated. So that just came out this morning.
Heard that. I think it, just like everybody else, just jumping the gun.
That happens. It's just unfortunate. I was surprised, at least you're driving. I was surprised that you got papers this morning. That's really good news. I was hoping to see that you would.
I probably have seen maybe all night long, not counting the one police car I saw, maybe 3 other cars beside me. I sure was.
I haven't heard very many jet planes fly Greenville International either.
The week traffic picks up starts about 6 o'clock. But day being Saturday is, I think everybody's sleeping in this morning.
They're going to start the lockdown Monday or not? I think they're going to start it Monday.
Just listening to the wrong people, that's all. They listen to people that apparently didn't have any common sense.
Okay, boy, I just feel real bad because... Well, I know, in my case, for example, I got a guy picking up a machine from Canada. He can't come down here to get it, so he paid for it. I just got to get it to my house. I didn't sell my valve grinder and my valve seat grinder set, but I refused to. And he found one, so I got to get someone to get it from North Carolina when the lockdown's over, and he'll just pay whoever drives it over to get it and store it in my shop until I can get it up there, or you can come down and get it. But, you know, it's sad because it's putting businesses out of business all over the country. It's just wrong. I found out with the cat. Seems if I put a little bit of food, even a little bit more than his folding needs, he seems to be not eating all the food. He seems to be okay with it.
He's okay with that main thing.
Saves me a lot of time with fight with him with a clawing issue.
2 more and I'll be done, but I've got to make a couple of special deliveries, special issue stuff to customers. So I've probably got about another 20 minutes, 30 minutes left.
Someone's on the air. It feels good to tell the discussion with Firm out north and the actual world level jerks. And I want to say something. There's nothing wrong with Democrats, real Democrats. I met John Glenn, and I met a lot of these guys, and some of the good ones, but just the new generation Democrats, what I'm complaining about, you know. I met John Glenn and a lot of those guys, and we disagreed on some things, but really, in reality, he's a really good guy, and he voted the way he said he would, and he respected disabled people, and I always respected him for that.
Happy Friday. He seemed to be a pretty decent guy, but a lot of people in the office, but now seem like they've lost their common sense.
They want power. They want the country, what they work for, to make us Venezuela. And I think the American people, I don't know about you, but I really don't think the average American person knows what they're getting into. I don't really think the average American knows what this is about and understands it. And, you know, I just think, careful, right? I just think it's really important that people understand this is not, once we turn this corner and we make the wrong decision, we'll never be able to go back.
Right. And those idiots up there in Washington need to remember they work for us. We don't work for them. They need to listen to what we want, not what they want.
That's important. You know something? Government in the history has never made anything work. And think about this. They're not out of a job. We are. You know, us guys on the ground, the small, you know, you take their doctors and nurses. They can't travel across street lines and all this other garbage. They cut down the amount of hospital beds. They make all these stupid rules, which are ridiculous.
They want to stop this. All they got, they got medicine to do it. They just need to get the head out the rump and start passing it out, like I said. Give it to the people that got it. And once they come down with it, that's when you prescribe it and give them the dosage. And it'll wipe it out. But I don't think they want to.
People like me, there's a lot of risk in that. But you know what? If they ask me to try it, if I have a problem with it, I'm going to try it. Driving nuts, haven't been sleeping good at night at all.
Take it one day at a time with all this hysterical fool crap.
Word, you know, I was doing so bad last December that, I mean, I dread going through it all over again. I believe there is a God out there, and you know what else I believe? I was stronger than I was last December, or I wouldn't be here.
You hear, that's the name of the game.
Oh, look at this is. I just hope I can get through what I need to help everybody out that needs it. And help my community out and try to work on the projects that I need to and try to get the blindness community back on track. Really had fun, Shelby, last year. I hope I can go again. We can work on that project I was talking about with other blind people. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
I like it. Probably would be.
So we're not going to do it with big box Chevys or alcohol burning race cars or nothing like that, because I'm old enough to know better than to do that. When I was younger, I didn't know better enough to do that.
The actual traffic is starting to pick up now. I'm up to 6 cars now.
I wonder if they close all the Waffle Houses down.
One in Seneca is, I don't know about the one in Clemson, but I saw where they were supposed to be closing 326 of them.
It's nice to be able to go to Waffle House on Saturday. I just enjoy doing that.
This is all right, but I don't like getting charged for every little item that I get.
This is not exactly the best.
What I'm going to do this morning, excuse me, I am going to, when I get done, I'm going to go over to see Bo and get me some gravy biscuits and I'll get the wife a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, and I'll head home.
The egg biscuits are great. I will say that I never used to be a biscuit fan, but when I moved out here, and I'll tell you, I've got to try that cornbread. You got to try that cornbread with cinnamon in it. It's fantastic. You're not going to believe it. Oak Hill School for the Blind in Hartford, Connecticut. I don't know where the cooks were from. I don't think they were from the north. I think they were from the south somewhere.
Some northern cooking and wasn't no taste to it. It was real bland.
For the Blind, they didn't do that. He put cinnamon in his cornbread. The roast beef was fantastic with gravy. We used to have roast beef and gravy and good mashed potatoes, and there's nothing better.
Never heard of putting cinnamon in cornbread.
And you let me know when you try it.
He did regular cinnamon, or did he use cinnamon sugar?
It's pretty good. It really was. It's really good.
Cinnamon, so I'll have to try it.
I've got some cast iron frying pans and stuff like that. I never made biscuits before.
Just black cast iron pans. But I'm going to tell you now, there ain't nothing to make a biscuit. It's just some people have to touch and some don't.
I've got to get some real good way to insulate the handle of the cast iron pan, because I wear welding gloves is the way I do it.
Mama made biscuits, so she didn't measure nothing. She just looked at it and said, yep, that's enough.
Oh, goodness. Some cooks should just guess the right amount and never measure nothing.
Hey, Friday. The cooks that didn't measure nothing were your best cooks.
That is, that's for doing it so much, you just know how much to use.
I make biscuits, I'm just like my mama. I don't measure nothing. I look at it and say, yep, that's enough.
You know how I would have to do it to get the feel of it with a measuring cup? I would have to put the right amount and use a gram scale and do it. It would be great. They said that President Trump said he wants to open the economy up, if you can, safely on Easter Sunday. Which I think would be real fitting to do that. Hope we can.
All we've got to do is pass out the medication to the people that's got it. And that's going to curtail it. Of course, you're still going to have some. Don't get me wrong on that. You're not going to completely knock it down. But they'll be able to curb it enough that this country can get back to work. And people can start feeding their families again.
Well, I'm going to tell you something else people aren't realizing either. You know, the immune system, if we keep our immune system strong, our bodies will learn to fight it.
Pulling in the Bojangles, I'll be back in a minute or two. I've got to talk to them. Okay, I'm back, KM4NAP. Got my order and a free cup of coffee. Can't complain.
I like that, you know. And you know, that's the kind of cool thing. Free cup of coffee, order food, you go home, you and your wife have some dinner and breakfast, and away you go.
When I eat, she's in bed asleep, and I probably won't see her until about 10 or 11 o'clock.
You got to age up a little bit.
Contest going on today. You can guarantee I'll be on it today. I'll probably be on it all day today and tomorrow.
Your phones on and transmit away and have some fun.
PX contest today. They're doing single sideband today and tomorrow. And then in May they're going to do CW.
That's kind of cool to be able to get on the air a little bit. I wish I could. I gotta get someone to look at, we gotta fabricate something for an antenna out here. until I get back on here, because until I do that.
I'm on HF at least 2 to 3 hours every morning before I lay down. But when a contest is going on, the old man here, I don't send no log or nothing in, but I do like to see how many contacts I can make and to where.
I just moved here to study for my license, but since I can't use a computer until I get that computer stuff solved, I want to get my take my test, but I don't want to. I like to study though, so I don't make a mistake.
I've been studying for the extra class exam. I've got where I'm in the upper 70s, low 80s, and every now and then a low 90.
Got it.
I'm going to keep studying. They're not going to be able to take it probably until about the third Saturday in May. That's what Ken said they were shooting for. So I just keep studying and just see how good I can get on all the stuff.
I have to study with. I sit down and spend that weekend. I got nothing else to do.
I'll see if I can contact somebody with ARRL and see if I can get something for you.
And I don't have an extra here yet, and I've got some issues with that, and I know I can pass this stupid thing.
Do just listen and read. The questions aren't all that bad. Now, some of them may like to twist stuff around a little bit, but if you take your time and read it a couple of times, it pretty much tells you the answer.
So look, where I got confused last time was the Smith chart. I figured it out, but it was a little complicated to understand it.
A good bit of stuff, but I'm going to be honest with you. Some of the questions that they write really doesn't make sense. Seems like they're trying to lead you off on the wrong track.
KF4MLA. Well, they're doing that on purpose. They're trying to compute. What they're doing is there's a couple answers that are close, and you got to realize, you got to think about which one really fits it. Knowledge test.
I went to college, and I never had anything like that, but we never did. When I was in college, we didn't get multiple choice.
They're doing the multiple choices to make it confusing. And I took an automatic transmission test one day, and I studied for it the night before because I forgot to. And I was so broke, I couldn't even afford a cup of coffee. So I went in the next morning. I said, teacher, I said, do you think if I get 100 on this thing, I said, do you think I can get me a cup of coffee? And hard roll, I go, sure. He said, if you get 100 on it, and I know you didn't study at all last night. He said, and you know what's funny? Everyone in the class took the same test I did. You know what? 90% of the kids failed it.
One time in elementary school, I was the only one that passed the test that the teacher gave. I thought those other kids were going to kill me.
The kids go, how the heck did you do that? I said, I listened to the questions, whoever read it to me. I went through the whole electrical quarter of mechanics in the 80s and wiring cars. Now, it's very complicated stuff. I went through all the computer wire, all that stuff, without even using a notebook. That's pretty good.
Son of mine, he went through schooling, especially high school, and never cracked a book. And that boy was making A's and B's. And, once he got police academy, he just about, he almost got the top academic award, but he missed it, I think, by 2 points.
Got good at spelling-wise, that kind of stuff. I got to learn that stuff right. But I'm good mechanical-wise and understanding. You know, if you give me a mechanical problem or electrical problem, I can figure it out.
Down to common sense.
A trick to electrical is whatever end of the farm you think you want to start with, start with the opposite end.
Electrical work, I just don't like doing it. I don't like playing with electricity.
What the? Well, the first time I had to change a breaker in a circuit breaker panel, it was hot in my shop. I will tell you, I wasn't too thrilled about doing it outside either.
College, I was working in a textile plant. I worked in a machine shop. And we were down for a week and a fourth. And supposed to have one of the panels shut down. The electrician went to change the motor out. He hit that 440. And it split his screwdriver all the way down back to the handle. And he was blinded and couldn't see for about 3 days.
I've seen stuff like that.
That old plant, I'm surprised it didn't catch fire and burn to the ground.
Well, practically, the one I worked in was horrible. I mean, it was hot wires in the darn wall. It was terrible.
Started using that old aluminum wire on those looms, and I have actually seen the metal when you take it and pull it out of the machine, the aluminum will just pour out of the rubber casing.
It's very dangerous stuff. First thing they use in the house, a lot of houses burned down because of that.
Wiring, they got some bad folks. They were putting a lot of it in mobile homes, and they were catching fire. Federal government came in and stepped in and told them they either used copper wiring or they going out of business. They had their choice.
Our houses for a while up north, and we're actually down south. We first bought our house. I had to pull some aluminum wire out of it. It was still there. We ripped it right out of there.
Pulling in my driveway. I'm going to go in and see what's going on and jump in the middle of these gravy biscuits and just make a hog of myself. So I will hopefully catch you tomorrow, maybe. So you have a good one and stay out of trouble. So KM4 and AP, send it 736. Be clear on your file.
Hard thing for me to do. KM4 and clear.